Welcome to Flyover Conservative Podcast with David and Stacey Whited, where we break down current events and examine culture through the lens of conservative Christian values.
Now, those of you that watch Flyover Conservative Podcast, you know, we're love being business owners. I would say we're part entrepreneurial and part don't like being told what to do.
So that kinda, is true. We don't like to tell each other.
No.
We don't like to be told by each other.
Never. And so it kind of unemployable. So then you got to kind of work for yourself. So we kind of chisel that path out. But I think that's the strength of America is a strong middle class. Even if you're working somewhere, you're like learning how to do it and you can have your own HVAC company someday, you know, down the road. And this idea of entrepreneurism, it's kind of in the American blood. And that's what's been squashed these last few years more than anything else. So we'd like to highlight businesses, people doing good things that are doing the right things. But when I go to a business, I know Stacey more than anything, we're looking at restaurants somewhere to go. She goes straight to the reviews. And then sometimes there's businesses you can sort the reviews and you can just not, you know, newest, oldest, you can go to their worst reviews.
Yes.
And say like the people who disliked it, what do people have against this business?
That is exactly right.
So we're going to highlight a couple of bad reviews.
We are during COVID, there was so many people that just bowed to the man. They were like, okay, you got to mask up. Okay, you got to do this. Oh, you're going to shut our doors. We're going to do this. And so we found a business with the reviews. Check this out. Check out these reviews.
See if this is the kind of business you'd want to do business with.
Do not patron the store. The owner does not enforce the mask law and refuses to make her employees wear masks in the store. This is dangerous for both employees and customers. If you care about the health and safety of your community, do not shop here.
1-star review.
Now, was 3 years ago.
Now, this business has almost 1,400 reviews and a 4.9 rating in spite of these bad reviews. So something must be good.
That's exactly right. Here's the next one. Cheesecake is fine and shop is cute.
Oh, it's cute.
This is a Christian right-wing shop. So if that's your thing, the atmosphere will be good for you. Otherwise, you may be uncomfortable. Maybe best to avoid if you are Muslim, Jewish, a person of color, etc. Now, that is really fascinating. I cannot wait to talk to the owner about that one. And then finally, excellent cheesecakes, but I will never spend my own money here. The owner chooses to use her business to promote extremist political and Christian nationalism views. I support people's rights to hold their views, but I will not support their business if they choose to use it to push or promote any anti-American ideals.
I can't wait to find out these American anti-American ideals. And what's funny is they'll say, oh, you know, I hate this person, Christian, right wing, but it's kind of a darn good cheesecake.
I know. Excellent cheesecake,
that,
by the way.
That kind of a thing. Now, this business has been featured on Fox and Friends. Kirk Cameron has been in this shop and done videos there. Rob McCoy, famous pastor in California,
person has fed cheesecake to Eric Trump.
Eric Trump, General Flynn.
General Flynn. Exactly.
Some of the best, David Harris Jr., all kinds of people love this cheesecake. So let's get to the heart of the matter and let's bring on from Beloved Cheesecakes, Jen Brusa.
Yay! Hi, Stacey.
She doesn't look that.
She doesn't look that scary.
You don't look scary at all. I thought you'd have a white hood or something. That's what it sounded like.
What's that?
I thought maybe you'd have a white hood on or something like that. Like this sounds like based on those reviews. So what do you do that makes, you know, some people feel so uncomfortable and scared, you know, there in Portland?
We provide a lot of joy, a lot of hope and love and acceptance and smiles.
That is, it's just crazy. I've never seen a business like yours, Jen. We ordered cheesecake. And when we got our cheesecake, which I'm quite excited about, we had some quite a bit over the weekend.
We're in the sample pack. It was our anniversary weekend, so we ate cheesecake 3 days in a row and lasagna and desserts and a whole bunch of stuff. So it was a setback.
Want the followers to know that we actually received a thank you card for ordering the cheesecake. I mean, that is like the next step. Can you read the thank you card there?
We've bought brand new cars and didn't get a thank you card. No. This is unbelievable. It's like, thank you, David, with exclamation mark.
That's pretty awesome.
I don't know who wrote this. It says, we're truly grateful for you and your support and purchase of our cheesecake. We hope it brings you joy and satisfies your taste buds. Jen and the beloved cheesecake professionals. I'm like, that's nice. You know, you don't, and it came hard as a rock, freeze dried, wrapped in styrofoam, and it came in 2 days. It was unbelievable.
Okay, and then I got to do this. So our daughter, Avery, she's on a special diet right now where she cannot have dairy, which is really sad, and gluten. And so she ordered the vegan cheesecake from you all, and this was the voicemail that she received from Beloved Cheesecake. Check this out.
Hey, Avery, this is Gabe with Beloved Cheesecakes. And honestly, I was just most importantly just calling to thank you so much for your order. Just let you know it means the absolute world to us, and we appreciate it so, so much. On top of that, I wanted to give you a little confirmation call. So I'll just stop everything I have on my end. If you hear anything that is wrong, give me a call back. Let me know. If not, you can still give me a call back. I would love to talk to you. But if not, just, you know, just leave us alone. But So what I have on my end is a gluten-free vegan cheesecake pre-cut into 24 with raspberry sauce. And that is being shipped out on the 19th, and that will arrive on the 21st. So that's what I have on my end, March 19th and March 21st. Again, if you heard anything wrong, just give us a call back. Let us know. And if you didn't hear anything wrong, then awesome. And we look so forward to serving you. And we really appreciate you again, Avery. Thank you so much for trusting us. And you have a lovely rest of your day.
Whoa, I am blown away. In fact, she was so excited. She sent it to the whole family. She goes, this is for my cheesecake, and I cannot wait to get my cheesecake.
How exciting is that? So let's jump into this business. You run it with excellence. We're talking about how blown away we are. And before we've talked about bringing you on, you know, to highlight this, we ordered it on our own and tested it out and tried it, all that stuff. But you started this business kind of on a whim. You found you had this superpower of making cheesecakes. Talk about that. When did you start it, and what were kind of the challenges you faced?
Well, I came out of a domestic violence situation in 2014 with three boys. And so a year later, I was on this food share program, and I got a whole big flat of blackberries, and I never made a blackberry cheesecake before. And I decided I would, what was I going to do with these blackberries? I decided to make a cheesecake for my kids' school. Just, they were really supportive, and I wanted to thank them. And so I never had before. I had to watch YouTube how to take it off the pan and put it on a cardboard round and then get a cake box. And that was all new to me. And I gave it to my kids' school just to say thank you. And next thing I know, they're saying it was the best cheesecake they'd ever had. And it gave me the idea to make cheesecakes for Christmas that year. And I posted it on my personal Facebook page the day after Christmas, just saying thank you, or cheesecakes made this year with love. And I had three people reach out to me and ask me to make them a cheesecake for New Year's and that they would pay me. I was blown away. I didn't even feel right about taking money from friends. And it just became a side hustle. I had no intention of opening my own business. I actually went to school for social work. And God, I'm a believer in Jesus Christ, and this is his shop. I am his beloved. He is mine. That's where the name came from. And he definitely wanted this shop. So a Kickstarter was started for me. I opened 8 months before the lockdown, and then you know what happened from there.
Wow. And like, you ship all over the United States. How did that happen though? So, you know, obviously you're in Oregon. That was a real hot spot for lockdowns. And
it was
so,
double lockdowns, kind of North Korea.
Yeah, no kidding.
Worse than North Korea.
How did all of that happen?
Well, I first shipped to a friend in Washington just to see how it would go. And I actually ordered a cheesecake from New York to see how they packaged it. And so that's how we kind of first started, you know, our trial and error method of shipping. But then during the lockdown, it's a whole God story. I end up meeting Kirk Cameron and Pastor Rob McCoy. They came and did an interview with me. And from there, Pastor Rob and his crew flew my boys and I to California. And he wanted us to meet his church. His church wanted to meet us. And they kept us in business all that fall and winter of 2020. And so that we were really shipping cheesecakes. And at that point, I mean, it was really trial and error and trying to refine our shipping, our packaging, prices, all of that kind of stuff. But they really kept us going. And yeah, so that's how that first started. And we started shipping all over the place.
You do. And they truly are amazing. You talked about the packaging earlier, but yeah, they are fabulous. This one here, this has Butterfinger on top. And it had the thing where like a package with peanut butter that you could do peanut butter over top.
Which we did.
Yeah, which we did. We got the variety pack. So, and we loved them all. But I think this one right here is my favorite. What's probably the most popular?
The most popular is our salted caramel. That's our signature one. I've donated to a lot of fundraisers. And that whole cheesecake, when I first donated it, it went for $250 at a local auction. Then it went from $250 to $600, $600 to $850, $850 to $906, and most recently over $1,000. That's the famous one.
Wow.
It's amazing.
And we did get that one. It was absolutely amazing. I loved it as well. Peanut butter is truly one of my very favorites.
Is that about from a business?
I think it's a vitamin.
Yeah. Well, they have a keto cheesecake as well.
You do have a keto cheesecake.
Which I'm like, if you have a business and you're selling a keto cheesecake, mm-hmm. like, I don't know how you could fail. You know, that's just almost unfair. It's basically but like Stacey said, a vitamin. But talk about this it is hard for any business to make it. You're overcoming, mm-hmm. you know, in today's environment, a lot of government regulations and inspectors and all this kind of stuff. And you started heading into COVID as a business, which is another, it's like swimming with ankle weights on, mm-hmm. you know, and I don't want to be disparaging, but you know, I have a lot of friends in Oregon and they would agree with this, doing this as a Christian front led business that loves America. I mean, I have friends that live in Oregon that are scared to put the American flag in front of their house in their subdivision because they're afraid people throw rocks at their home.
Or you know, spray paint their house.
In Oregon. And so, and we, you know, we did an event there where a live event where they shut down the Target, everything just because it was near where a Reawaken America mm-hmm. event was going to have. And there was like 50 Antifa guys that showed up in their black pajamas, you know, on a Saturday morning. And they, you know, the town just bowed to them like a scared parent with a screaming 2-year-old that they were just like giving cookies to, you know, that's kind of how Oregon felt. It was weird being there. It was like the inmates run the asylum, you know, in the state of Oregon a little bit. So it's hard to succeed in business anyway. Then you're going into COVID and you're doing it in Oregon, leading in with, I love America. I love God. Mm-hmm. So like, how have you survived with all of those things coming against you?
Yeah. How I have survived. I mean, definitely ultimately is Jesus, right? This is 100% him. He is my provider. He is my source. You know, people would say, I don't understand how you can deal with the hateful messages, the hateful speech that you've had or opinions or whatever. And I'm not looking for man's approval. I'm looking truly for only God's approval. And I remember with the mask mandate, I told the Lord, I said, you are going to have to audibly tell me to put on a mask. I will listen to you, but I will not listen to man. And, you know, I went through hell coming out of my divorce, 12 court litigations. And I didn't understand that 4.5 years of absolute hell. And I know that now when all this happened, I was like, I know why I went through that. It prepared me for such a time as this, to where I'm not afraid of the court system. I'm not afraid. I know the lingo. I know that they don't follow through. I know it's a joke. And so I was just like, okay, I'm not afraid. And that's just, but it was God, you know, 100%. He's with me. I have I'm very, strong convictions inside. And I also went to school for social work, and you are taught in the social work program that you accept people where they are, you meet people where they're at, and you set your biases aside. And you're also taught to, you don't tell people what to do. You let them, it's called a sense of self-agency. And they make decisions for themselves, for their life. So I'm not going to tell someone to put on a mask. I mean, we are in a free country. Let people make their own decisions how they want. But I'm not going to judge someone for coming in. I mean, in my head, I might, but I might not.
And we have you on the screen. You're on Fox and Friends with Steve Doocy. I mean, when you do things with excellence, you know, there's a lot less competition. Mm-hmm. You know, when you include a thank you
and
card
voicemail,
and you follow up with a voicemail. Oh my God. With that kind of energy. Now, that was your son on the voicemail. You have a lot of family that works with you. You know, that's got its pros and cons. You're all working together, but it's like you guys have all experienced mm-hmm. this pushback together. and you've experienced this elevation of God's hand on you together. Yes. I mean, what a great story to galvanize your family.
Yeah, it's all his favor, right? His favor lasts a lifetime, and I just hold on to Jesus. I mean, this is his business. I did not want my own business at all, and so it's 100% his and all for his glory. It's a kingdom business, and we're not ashamed of Jesus. We're not ashamed of America. We share it here. I have one little funny story at Christmas time. I've never had this happen, but I'm on the board of, it's called Freedom Business Fellowship. And so I have the magazines and literature out just so I can share with people. And this gentleman came in mid-20s. He had come in early on in December, loved our shop. We have signs everywhere, a lot of inspiration. And he was just like, this place is amazing. Love the cheesecake. Comes in right before Christmas, buys a cheesecake, leaves. And then 3-4 hours later comes back and we're like, oh my gosh, you know what's wrong? Because he has the cheesecake box and like, did something happen? And he pointed down at the magazine of Freedom Business Fellowship. And he says, I researched that and I can't support any business that is an anti-Democrat business. And I was just like, okay.
Wow.
And he's like, I don't want that. I can't support a business like this. And I was like, okay. But I gave him his money back. I was like, I'm not keeping your money. And that's your free opinion and
sure.
your free choice. But that was really shocking.
No kidding. Well, I know there are a lot of people that would like to support your business. So can you take us through belovedcheesecakes.com? So when they go there, what's the best way to kind of process the website, and then where do they start, and then what's probably
we saw this. I thought, you know, we'll send flowers to people sometimes if something's going on in their life or something. I'm like, yeah, flowers are good, but you can't eat them.
That's true.
You know, a cheesecake is like different, is unique. I thought this is a great gift idea for us to be able to do with other people.
They truly are amazing.
Known as a cheesecake therapist, that is my title, and we have a hashtag that we use called cheesecake therapy. So you are providing therapy when you send someone a gift.
Exactly.
Yes.
All right, so we got belovedcheesecakes.com on the screen here. They said the salted caramels, yes, your best seller. We got the variety pack, so that's available. You have the keto one. You got vegan.
Yeah. And like, so this month we have mint chocolate chip. Next month we'll have almond joy. You know, a lot of people, just when they go to our website, they click the shop button and start looking, or they read our story. But yeah, you can do a sampler where you can get up to 4 kinds, or you can do the ultimate sampler, which you get a slice of everything that we have. That's the ultimate sampler.
It is excellent. And you are giving the Flyover family a deal. When they go to your site and they use promo code Flyover, you're giving them 15% off of their purchase. Wow. That's amazing.
Yes. So yes, and we appreciate the support. You know, being here in Oregon, it's not the easiest. It's definitely, we are swimming upstream. Like you said, David, when I talked to you, we are swimming upstream. So we appreciate any support.
That is awesome.
And I guarantee everybody receives a cheesecake if you do it as a gift, or you know, gift it to yourself. They're going to enjoy it. There's Easter coming up. So if you got family getting together,
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day is an incredible gift. You can take it and put it in the freezer and then bring it out, you know, before one of those holidays. It's an incredible thing to have on deck and you know, kind of razzle dazzle, you know, your guests, you know, even more than they would expect, because it is incredible. A little tricky to make on your own, and probably quite arguably, it's probably subjective, but the world's greatest cheesecake.
I do believe so. It's absolutely amazing. So Flyover family, you can go to Beloved Cheesecakes, and that's with an S at the end, belovedcheesecakes.com. Jen, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
All right, Flyover family. My name is Avery Whited. I'm the daughter of David and Stacy. I'm just moving in, so I had to get an order from my pillow and get the things that I needed. So let's look inside. I got some my pillow towels, kitchen towels. I got some of their Giza sheets. Now, I've never actually been able to use them, but I've heard amazing things from my parents about them. And last but not least, something for Charlie, a dog bed.
All right, Charlie, let's go put this in the dryer and flip it up for you. Come on, buddy. Nice and warm and fluffy. Perfect for my little guy. Come here, Charlie. All right, if you want to get your own products, go to mypillow.com and use promo code FLYOVER to save up to 66% off.
This is a crazy time to be alive.
Well, just in our lifetime, used to be where you'd hear your grandparents talk about how cheap gas was and stuff, and it was 75 years before, 50 years, you know, before.
And so we've seen a lot of changes since Biden took office. $700 more a month
than what you needed in January of 21 when he took office.
You might hear these kind of things and think, oh, that's overwhelming. I can't control the government. I can't control what they're doing. I can't control the spending. But we can take care of ourselves.
You want to make sure that you're buying bullion from somebody that you can trust and someone that does not charge you a commission when you go to sell.
If there's going to be a commission, have it on the front end, not the back end when it skyrockets. And now you're like, oh my gosh, look at this big, huge commission I got to pay because it's on the back end before I sell it.
You can buy an ounce of silver for $23. So this is something everybody can get into. And if silver goes to $50, if it goes to $75, if it goes to $100, all of those profits are yours. And that's happening while the dollar is buying less and less at the actual grocery store.
So you can go to flyovergold.com, fill out your information. When you do that, someone from Dr. Kirk's team will get a hold of you to set up a free consultation. It doesn't cost you any money whatsoever. Or to do the same thing, you can just call 720-605-3900. For more great content, go to flyoverconservatives.com.